Blog Talk Radio.
Greeting. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. And His truth is marching on. This Dr. Cox Master Time presents the world today. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. Jesus' disciple asked the Master, when is the end time? He said, no man knows the end time. Even the angels that bow down before my fathers daily, they do not know the end time. But when you see walls and ruins of walls, when you see earthquake in diverse places, when you see pestilence, famine, disasters, all manner of disasters, once ago, it used to be walls in the other man's place. But there's walls all over America today. You listen carefully, and the president repeats over and over that America has been attacked. From the White House, even down to the boiler room, America has been attacked. Once ago, there was war in diverse places. Now, beloved, there is war in your places. There's war in the bedroom. There's war in the living room. There's war in the dining room. There's no more eating and drinking, having a good time. There's fighting in the dining room. There's fighting in the kitchen. There's fighting on the porch. There's fighting in the street. There's walls on every hand. Our lovers do not need to question the end time. There's evidence of the end time daily as you look on, listen to the radio, and you look at the television set, you look at the dancers. Naked dancers. You look at the robbers, midday robbers. Once ago, men used to wait until the dark of night. But now, midday, our beloved, this, I'm here to tell you, this is the end time. Whether you accept it or not, but this is the end time, and you are witnessing. You are witnessing the end time today. He said, "The end is not yet; it's at the door." Listen to the mockers. Listen to the dancers. Listen to the songsters, the songbirds that are singing the blues. Listen to the dancer that are dancing the night away naked. Our lovers. Listen to the homosexuals Ah, beloved, that are clamoring for license to get married. Ah, yeah. So it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. God burned the city up. Remember, he said, I placed a rainbow after he destroyed the first world. So I put a rainbow in the sky that this world will not be destroyed by water anymore, but by fire next time. Our beloved, it is an awesome thing for you not believe this world is being destroyed by fire. Our beloved, the fire falling, birds are falling from the air, fish are floating in the beach, songbirds, our beloved. Today, but the word says today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart as in the days of provocation. Our beloved, when your forefathers heard the word and turned your back on the word, God said, no longer destroy this world by water anymore. I will burn this world with fire and brimstone. Are you ready? Are you ready for this awesome destruction that is at hand today? I will love it. Are you ready? This nation under attack by another nation, our beloved, it must do everything it can to survive, our beloved. But the problem here is that this nation has forgotten God in our coins or money we have. In God we trust. How can you trust in God and allow the homosexual to dictate the path of a nation? How can you believe in God when you men stepping aside and allowing a woman to rule this nation? How can you trust in God when the children dictating to the parents? When the word said, bring up the child in the way they should go. Who is bringing up your children? Oh, the television is bringing up your children. That's a job with the parents. To bring up the children in the nuisance admonition of the Lord. And when they get old, they will not depart from it. Our beloved, is evidence today, if you will take the time to bring up your children in the admonition of the master, when they become old, they will cling to the old rugged cross. Our beloved, we sing the song, on the hills far away, to the old rugged cross, for the emblem of sorrow and grief. And I cherish that cross. And I cherish that cross. It says, for those who bow beneath the cross of Calvary, beloved. Say, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Our beloved, earthquake is another word. They are still pulling out the dead and dying after a week ago. There's another one somewhere. Another one somewhere. And beloved, you would not ask what are the signs. But these are the signs that he left on record. You cannot trust the politician anymore. You cannot trust your friend anymore. Your wife cannot trust the husband. Neither the husband, the wife. Then the world has become upside down. Our beloved. How? Say, repent, eat. Say, whosoever called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you call the dead, the dumb, the deaf, the blind, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Don't you want to be saved? I am a part of the unashamed. I'm not ashamed. Your own Jesus. He's my Savior. Because my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. And his truth is marching on. I have the Holy Spirit power. My decisions have been made. I will not look back, look up, go down, or back away. I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And I am fixed on the pride. My future is secure. I am finished with the worldly thinking, and I will think heavenly thinking. I don't need prosperity, promotion, position, or popularity to be heard. And I walk by faith. Now on the top of the pyramid to be praised. And I walk by faith, run by faith, run my race with patience and labor by the power of the Almighty. My face is set, my gait is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow. My ways are rough, my companions are few, my guide are reliable, and my mission is clear. What is your mission? My mission is to spread the gospel to the ends of the world. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lower way, turned back. Detour, delay, I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of adversity, negotiate at the table of my enemies, or ponder at the pool of polarity. The mandate in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up, shut up, stayed up, stored up, paid up, preach up for the cause of Jesus. I'm his disciple. I must go until he come. And when he come, he shall know me by his blood applied to my heart, and I shall know him by the print of his nail in his hand. He said, yeah, Judas, Thomas, trust your hand in my, your finger in my hand. And here goes the nail on my side. The wound in my side. I was wounded for the transgressions. And by his stripe, we are healed. Our love today, they will be taken from the Book of the Acts the Apostle, the 27th chapter, we read, when it was determined that we shall sail into Italy and deliver Paul and the other others. the band. On entering into a ship, we say we launch, meaning to sail by the coast of Asia. And Macedonia being with us. And the next day we touch Sidon, and Judas courteously entreat Paul and give him liberty to go into his friends to refresh himself. And when we had lunch from tents, we sailed on the Cyprus because the wind was contrary. And when we had sailed over the sea of Sicily, we came to the city of Lydia. And there the centurion found a ship of Alexander sailing to Italy, and he put us thereon. And when we had sailed slowly many days and scarce overcome over against wind not sufficient sail, we sailed on the Crete and against this is Dr. Cox Master Time presents the word today. Here they have put Brother Paul on a ship carrying him. Across the sea, so that he can stand before the judge. Stand before the judge. And on his way there, the tempest arose. The next day they lightened the ship. And the third day was cast out with our own hand, the tackles of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars, in many days of prayer, and no small tempest lay on us, our hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Our beloved, today you hear prisoners on the ship and all hope was lost. You say, but after long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sir, you shall have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be good cheer, be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man life among you, but of the ship. Well, my friends, after being battered with a storm on the sea, here goes a prisoner. After they have lost all hope, prisoner, Brother Paul stepped forward and encouraged them. that there will be no life loss. That there will be no life loss. He says, for there is good among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night, angel of God, who I am, and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Say, wherefore, sir, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told, howbeit to me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. My friend, there goes a prisoner speaking to the captain of the ship that the ship will be lost. And my friend, if you are sailing on the sea of time and you feel like your ship has been lost and there is no hope, I'm here to bring you hope today. You have a hope in Jesus. I'm here to give you hope, some hope today. I'm here to give you some encouragement today. I'm here to give you some motivation today. And all hope is not lost. Why? Because the word says, whosoever calls, wherever you are today, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You may be black, you may be brown, you may be red, you may be pink, you may be blue, whatever, you may be large, big, you may be small, you may be high, you may be low. In whatever category you fall in, if you call upon the name of the Lord, you will not be lost. Though it seems like all hope has gone, though it seems like there's no way of getting out, well, I'm here to tell you, the word said, be encouraged, for if you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. Today is the day of salvation in your life. Today is the day that you turn around. You've been going the wrong way for many years. And beloved, your road has been rough. Your hills have been high, and your valley has been low. And your ship has been broken up on the mighty deep. And you are only holding to the pieces, our beloved. I'm here to tell you today, if you hold on to the pieces, he will land you. Because whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If your ship are rocking and reeling like a drunken man on the sea of time, I will love it. If you're rocking and reeling on the sea of time, not knowing where, not knowing how, not knowing where to turn, our beloved, I introduce, said, whosoever called upon the name of the Lord his child be saved. Don't you want to be saved? I know sometimes it feels like, giving up. But I love it. I'm here to encourage you. Hold on. Hold on to his unchanging hand. Amen. Hold on, beloved. There is help on the way. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand. And if you hold on to God's unchanging hand, you will make the journey. Just don't give up. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to tell you, Jesus, he's the way. They hold on. Ah, beloved. It's easy to feel like. It's easy to feel like all hopes are gone. And you're walking on feeling. And you're going down for the last time. But I'm here to tell you, keep your head above the water. Just hold on to the pieces. Because help is on the way. I'm here, beloved. Amen. To let you know, Jesus is the only way. Beloved, this is Dr. Cox, Master of Time, presents the world today. He's in a terrible shape today. But I'm here to tell you, beloved, hold on. There was sunshine. There was sunshine in the cloud. I'm here to tell you, beloved, there is sunshine. All is not gone. And I need to tell you, beloved, you can call 305-836-9545. Dr. Cox will counsel with you, pray with you, attempt to put you on the right track. Beloved, if you write 935-9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida 33147. And if you are in the city of Miami, 1351 Northwest 67th Street, Miami, Florida, where the right Bishop Walter Harris Richardson is the pastor and overseer, you can hear the come and hear the testimony of those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. They're on their way. But before I leave you, I want to let you know there's two trains not bound. One bound for glory, where the streets of gold and the gates of pearl, the silver water running down the throne of God, and the luscious garden where the tree of life standing in the background, and my Lord is there to welcome you. The other train is bound for hell, where the devil himself is the engineer. And he said, ha, 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 you have well paid your fare, and our land you save. You have murdered, you have stolen, you have plundered, you have backbited, you have did all manner of evil doing. And he said, I will land you safe because you are well paid your fare. The lake of fire where the worm die not and the fire not with our lover. Don't you say, aha, I said before you to this day, an open door, choosy blessing or cursing. A blessing is with God, and a cursing is with the devil, where the worm die not, and the fire not quench. Our beloved, you too can escape the fire if you only call upon the name of the Lord. Because whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Don't you want to be